SRN News, I'm John Scott. Inflation edged up last month. Shelley Adler has more.
Higher rents and food prices boosted overall inflation in December. It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to its 2% target will likely remain a bumpy one. The Labor Department's report showed that overall prices rose 0.3% from November and just under 3.5% from a year ago. If you leave out volatile food and energy costs, the so-called core prices rose just 0.3% month over month, unchanged from November's increase. Economists pay more attention to core prices because they're seen as a better guide to the likely path of inflation. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Northeast cleaning up after drenching rain, flooding, and fierce winds that stranded vehicles and knocked out power. This New Jersey apartment building owner says the government does nothing about the repeated flooding.
I've owned this building for 40 years. I've been trying to get the county, the state, anyone to come and dredge the river, do something to alleviate this problem. And nothing gets done. I'm told it's hopeless.
Blizzards have hit the Midwest and Northwest, and some regions are bracing for bone-killing, chilling cold. Iran's Navy seizing an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman that was once at the center of a major crisis between Tehran and Washington, a seizure that further escalates tensions in the Mideast waterways. Barred from giving his own closing argument, Donald Trump took in his lawyer's summation at the end of his New York civil fraud trial today. New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, wants the judge to impose $370 million in penalties. Trump says he did nothing wrong. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 205 points, the NASDAQ 121 points in the red. This is SRN News. A Christian baker from Colorado who won a lawsuit over his refusal to make a gay wedding cake, now being sued by a transgender person. Teresa Sidebotham of Telios Law says there's a lot at stake in Jack Phillips' case.
Both free speech and free exercise of religion. This is a whole principle of whether, first, any artist, but any person should be compelled to engage in expression that they don't agree with.
The case is percolating through the state circuits.
He lost at the Colorado Court of Appeals and has filed a petition for certiorari with the Colorado Supreme Court.
Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Christian web designer who didn't want to work on a same-sex wedding. Sidebotham says that decision should have a bearing in Phillips' case. This is SRN News. The Securities and Exchange Commission reluctantly approved trading of the first exchange-traded funds that hold Bitcoin.
The agency says it's still deeply skeptical about cryptocurrencies and did not approve or endorse Bitcoin in its decision. An exchange-traded fund is an easy way to invest in assets or a group of assets like gold, junk bonds, or bitcoins without having to buy the actual assets themselves. Cryptocurrency advocates hope the development thrusts the once obscure corner of the Internet even further into the financial mainstream.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The United Negro College Fund announcing a donation of $100 million from the Lilly Endowment. That gift announced will go toward a pooled endowment for the 37 historically black colleges and universities that form UNCF's membership. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.